It often seems like the most mysterious astronomical objects in the Milky Way have a tendency to be hopelessly distant. The nearest known black hole, for example, and perhaps this is a good thing, is still 3,000 light years away. And even then, this mysterious object, known as A0620-00, is only a candidate for a black hole. This black hole candidate is a case study of nature behaving in a creepy way. What astronomers see in this system is a K-type star behaving very oddly. It's in a very close orbit of something invisible, taking less than 8 hours to complete an orbit. Astronomers have calculated the mass of this object and concluded that it is simply too massive to be a neutron star, thus it is a candidate for a black hole. But given how close the star and the black hole are, the black hole would be in a position of stealing material from the star, forming an accretion disk that emits visible light and X-rays, and occasionally the X-rays coming from this system flare up to become one of the brightest X-ray sources in the sky. As this suspected black hole sucks the life out of this star, it distorts the star into an elliptical shape. This makes the star's brightness vary as it presents different surface areas to Earth as it orbits. Given the X-rays, it's a good thing we're distant from this system. But other mysterious systems, such as KSC-8462-852 at something around 1300 light-years, seem hopelessly far away. We won't be visiting these places anytime soon. But the good news is that our own immediate environs are actually not well understood either, and any number of local mysteries could be lurking within a mere 20 light years from Earth. There could be all sorts of things in the local area we have yet to see, but for this video I will cover two specific types: star systems and rogue planets. Perhaps surprisingly, astronomers have long suspected that we have not found many of the closest star systems to Earth. The reason for this is that the most common type of star, Class M red dwarfs, are very dim and just have not yet been noticed in photographic plates. There could be dozens of these close by awaiting discovery, and that doesn't even get into the even harder to spot brown dwarfs. But we're in the process of discovering them. One example at just over 12 light years away is Tea Garden Star, a red dwarf that was totally unknown until 2003. Another is the sub-brown dwarf WISE-0855-0714 at just over 7 light years that wasn't known until 2014. Any of these known or unknown systems could host planets, and indeed some of the closest of these stars are suspected of having them. Life, of course, is a possibility, even involving the brown dwarfs. But there is another type of object that could be lurking much closer, and it would be very hard to spot if it is. This is a rogue planet, which are thought to be common in the galaxy. This is a planet that at some point was tossed out of its parent star's system to wander the depths of space. If you had a rogue planet that benefited from geothermal energy, it could even have a subsurface ocean where life might reside, perhaps in complete blackness. It's worth noting here that we are on the brink of what is sure to be a flurry of discoveries over the next decade regarding these close objects. Currently under construction in Chile is the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope, set for first light in 2019. It might surprise you, but this telescope excites me more than any other upcoming telescope, even James Webb. The reason for that is how this unique telescope works. It's a wide-field sky survey telescope that will image the entire available night sky once every few days. Not only will this allow for the discovery of nearby objects both inside the solar system and close to it, but is wide open for getting lucky and spotting things that we can't predict. The last telescope that worked somewhat like this was Kepler, where it imaged a very small area of the sky once per half hour. Kepler was designed to look for exoplanets, but found all manner of astronomical strangeness entirely by luck. One such discovery made by Kepler was Tabby's star. The LSST holds similar promise. Think of it as a sort of nearly real-time monitoring of a large chunk of the night sky, sort of like a security camera watching a parking lot, but in this case it's the cosmos. I expect it will provide me with no shortage of material to get excited about and make YouTube videos on, but it's just one of many such coming projects in astronomy that are going to revolutionize our understanding of the universe, but also present us new mysteries to ponder, some of them perhaps close by. Thanks for listening. I am science fiction author and futurist John Michael Godier, and don't forget, on September 28th comes a long-form collaboration video with Isaac Arthur. Part 1 will be on his channel, and Part 2 will be on this one. We chose the topic of uplifting, and subsequently came up with all sorts of interesting ideas. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer, and subscribe to my channel for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.